Elbow lock. Engage.
Now! Good. Is this the one I used before? It looks different. Don't you hate when an app updates and then the UI looks entirely different? You're like, shit, is this the same app?
What are we doing?
We're going to play Super Fight.
We're playing Super Fight and we're recording it to see if it'll be a good podcast.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, it'll be an amazing podcast. You know what more podcasts need?
Is to be recorded on a phone.
Yes. But I was going to say women who sound attractive.
I think you might be onto something here.
To be fair, we very rarely had women...
That was
women...
a really shocked look on your face. It was not...
Well, I was like, okay, think carefully about what your response is, James.
Just say it. I can take it.
The math adds up.
I can take it.
We did a podcast for 5 years, and we only had women on, like, five times, and that podcast was a big failure. And Space Dingus does have women on it.
Yep.
So, is doing better. Like, three or four times better.
So, can I be a dick for a second?
The magic number is us being less involved.
It's 2019, you can be whatever you want.
I don't remember what Steven's wife's name was.
Miranda.
Miranda, okay. I am probably going to forget again.
That's okay. I mean, okay. It's the beauty of
because,
it is
like,
you
totally
have two sets of names.
There's also, like, calling people by the wrong name, which I definitely did the last time I was over, so...
Yeah, you called everyone Steve. It was really embarrassing. None of us are named Steve.
Well, I didn't want to correct her. I didn't want to be like Michael.
Well, we were kind of tired of being James's, so we're like, you know what? I might as well be Steve.
You were calling everybody Steve?
Jim hasn't been working. Well, Jim hasn't been working for me either. I should probably just go to Steve.
Mm-hmm. What's a good B tier name of like
Chip.
not a super common like James, John, whatever, and not like a
wait,
Todd
what are you looking for? Are you looking for like
so not a super common
like,
name
sounds like dangerous and
but not
sexy
also one of those
or...
names that sounds like you know the sets of names that are stereotypically like kind of douchey.
Oh, okay, so not like Butch Deadlift or something.
That's not a real name. You can't
Roll
convince
fizzle
me.
Beef. Yeah. Blast hard cheese.
I just watched that the other day.
Yeah. Thick McRun fast.
Bus Nuggums. Buster McNuggums.
You know what makes him feel good?
Respecting the audience.
Yes.
Respecting women.
Yeah. And treasuring their friendship.
Listen, I respect
women. I treasure your friendship.
You know what? That is only the first time I've heard you say it back to me. That feels good. It only took me mechanically repeating it to you for like 30 hours for it to seep
okay,
in.
Okay, so like a douchebag name? That's what
like Todd. Doing? It has that stereotypical association. And Chad. Chad's the other one.
Chet
is the third one, yeah. Actually.
Clint.
Clint's not great.
No, I was going to say
Clint's,
Clint.
Clint's kind of...
I was going to say Clint. Clint was... I was thinking...
And you know what it is? Because Clint is close to another C word that means not great.
Yeah.
If you bend the L over it, basically it's just that word.
He wasn't talking about a clit.
No, yeah,
no, those,
that's
those
what
are
I went.
Great.
I was
those
like,
are, listen,
what the fuck is
those
wrong?
Are great.
I feel so sad.
6.2. Pretty good.
I'm so sad. For Chelsea.
They're great. Love to see one sometime.
God, you're Try you a fucking map. Jesus Christ.
Does it always point to magnetic north? Like the penis does?
Well, it depends on where they put their...
No, no, no.
It's where they put their agility orbs.
The moss only grows on that side. Like a tree.
That's where you put the Thanos stones, right?
Well, the moss depends on two things. The diet and the cleanliness. The hygiene. So some girls have moss, and you're like, yeah, I kind of wish it didn't smell like moss.
All the stones go in the tits. That's why they're rooming.
I'm just like, damn, I'm dating a dryad.
That's what Thanos did. You put all six of the souls and all the other stones into his tits.
Well, yeah, that they're roomy for a reason.
And then Disney's like, no, it can't be in his tits. It has to be in his fist. He has to fist them.
Well, yeah, fisting is much more kid-friendly.
Well, because female-presenting nipples is just the worst.
And they're teaching them wrong. You're not supposed to fist like this. You fist like this.
Yes.
And then, flare base.
It is like a scary martial arts hand, is the real fisting.
It's like the five-point palm
exploding heart technique. Hell yeah.
I appreciate that you know how to fist.
Oh, by the way, that was a reference to a movie you haven't seen, Sydney, called Kill Bill.
It is purely theoretical, all of my knowledge. I want to point that out. With a couple of exceptions.
Have you seen Kill Bill?
I have seen Kill Bill. Okay, so this is the joke.
It's just the running joke because I've been right way more than I've been wrong this
Anytime
weekend.
Anytime you name a movie or a movie comes up,
it's like a 3/4 chance that I was right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you haven't seen Scott Pilgrim versus the World, a movie about a cool dude getting the girl.
That's the theme of that movie, not how bad he is. Yes, what is, how should we play
Here's
this one?
My suggestion. Look, check this out. Let's take cards and do like this. And make a couple of stacks like so.
And then they don't fall
over. The
black
cards go in the white box, the white cards go in the black box.
See?
And that is what I would like 2019 to be.
Yeah. We're integrating the boxes.
I would have liked 2019 to be...
See how
the
clever...
The year Jim gets strange at NakaCon, but you know, we can't all get what we want.
Well, so
Jim is strange
in most places.
Most places, yeah.
And Jim speaks in third person also.
Jim likes his chicken spicy.
Now, do we want to play the way we did the first time, which is a cross, or the way we played with Leah?
Okay.
Winner... Goes to the next person, and they have to keep the same cards.
Okay, hold on. Okay, so the rules are that it's going to be...
Fight.
Barf.
Tits out.
I don't
anyway,
want to fight.
So the... strip super fight.
Oh, yeah, we're playing super fight.
Anyway, the rules are that whoever goes against each other, the person who wins goes on to the next round with the cards that they won with.
And we're...
It goes on for no more than three rounds.
Three. Okay, so we have a cap now.
Yes. At the end of three rounds, everybody's cards... or if they win again, their cards get discarded and start over.
I guess it depends on how long we play, because last time we played first to three.
Yeah.
So it would be three anyway.
We didn't get that far anyway.
We
so,
didn't.
Who wants to start? How should we start?
Let's do a four-way paper, scissors.
Okay, let's do it.
So if anyone who loses to anyone's out, right?
Well, this is not going to go well.
All right.
Is it 1, 2, 3, throw?
1, 2, 3, throw / shoot. So okay. 1, 2, 3, shoot,
boom.
Or whatever.
Got you.
1, 2, 3, shoot.
Bam, bam.
Okay, so you're out. It's me and Jim.
All right.
Rock, paper, scissors, fuck.
Ha-ha.
All right, Jim goes first, and it'll be me... after. And we're doing across the start.
Sure, why not?
So across the start. Jim and Chris.
Okay, so I'm gonna put mine down. I got a cowboy. Wait for it.
Yeah.
He's got two extra arms.
Okay, and here's your bonus.
Your random.
And he's armed with a sniper rifle. That's some real precision stuff. So he has like the dead eye of the sniper rifle.
Uh-huh.
He has four arms.
To
that's four revolvers too. That's 4 6 shooters. That's the 24 shooter
he's
got.
He has to hold the sniper rifle, probably, right?
Don't blow your load just yet. Sorry. Don't blow it just yet.
Again, hair trigger. It's been a very long time.
You should blow your load to the right also. It's about equality.
What I've got is a high school marching band.
Oh, boy.
Inside a giant robotic Martha Stewart. And.
She's friends with Snoop Dogg.
Can blow 200 mile per hour winds.
Ooh, that is tough.
How are they blowing them?
Do I make... do I make the joke?
Last I checked. Because
they are in a high school marching band, the answer is no.
Last I checked, the low coefficient of drag of the standard cowboy ammunition and the sniper rifle.
Shut up, nerd! No nerds!
Cut through those winds. Wind will do nothing to those.
Sniper rifle, you always have to adjust for wind speed. Always.
You do, but this is a cowboy. He knows how to deadeye. He's real good.
And what the hell are you going to do with a sniper rifle against a giant robotic Martha Stewart with a high school marching band inside?
Well, it's pretty easy. There's got to be some pneumatics or something on it. There's external drives.
Yeah, how's it powered?
How many people are generally involved in a high school marching band?
30?
40?
I was going to say 12, but I don't know.
Looking at number of people versus people actually contributing to the product.
Like when they're marching, how many people's in there?
When they're marching?
Yeah. That's what they're known
You're
for.
You're asking the wrong guy.
You
were maybe like 20 people, 30
ostensibly
people
at a place that would know about a high school marching band.
You assume I care.
So we're talking about 30 people inside of a giant robotic Martha Stewart.
What's the chain of command? That's too much arguing. You can't have 30 people making informed decisions.
Especially high school students. Can I have goldfish now? I forgot earlier and I've washed my hands.
And all you've got is a sniper rifle. That is not a rapid fire weapon.
Thank you.
It's not. And that's...
He's a cowboy. He has other options. He can change on the go.
No, it doesn't say cowboy with a bunch of guns and a sniper
rifle. Yeah, he forgot
the
rest at home.
Cowboys have a bunch of guns. That's how cowboys work.
No, not all cowboys.
Not all cowboys,
but definitely this one.
But it doesn't say that on the card. It doesn't say cowboy who has a bunch
of guns. Well, now you're just being pedantic, and that's a bad look.
I got bad news for you about this game. It's pedantry.
Yeah.
Oh God, I hate nerd pedantry more than anything in the world.
No, we're very cool.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, but the high school marching band just inherently...
We're a bunch of C words from the B word.
Inherently follows lead and goes in direction. They're not all just like... It's not chaos inside of this giant robotic.
Well, then all the
Marcus
Cowboys
got
to do is reroute their stupid parade route and they'll just go the other way.
Now,
the, well, put a few cones up and like, oh, I guess we got to go this way.
So what would they do if that
time
happened?
To be sexist, but in a musical way.
No, I'm saying they can all work together to achieve the one goal.
Which
it's
is
not just mass chaos. It's all of them working together. That is the point of a marching band, is that they're all in rhythm, they're all in step, and they're all marching together.
But the point of a high school marching band is that by about week three of that, they're all real sick of each other's shit.
All right, do we need a tiebreaker?
Jim has posited that their one goal is for them to go the wrong way after he tricks them.
I have posited that they are incapable of maintaining teamwork for long enough to defeat my four-arm Machoke cowboy.
Are we ready for the...
Machamp, sorry.
Now, see, and again, it doesn't say your cowboy has a bunch
apparently
of road
not.
Cones to divert a marching band.
Oh, he forgot them at home also.
Yeah. And besides that, they're inside of a giant robot. I don't know what the hell a cowboy is going
to
do against
a giant
robot.
Well, they're a marching band. Again, they have to follow a preset parade route. Even if he can't change it, he just has to take up position with a sniper rifle. If he knows where they're going, because they're a marching band, they can't think independently.
But no,
he can just blast them.
You're talking about a giant robotic Martha Stewart here. She's been to prison, okay?
And she's friends with Snoop Dogg.
Well, look,
and she's
friends with Snoop Dogg. What is the robot going to insider trading the cowboy to death?
She knows how to make shivs. She can totally take down a forearm.
The car does not say that Snoop is with her, by the way.
No, it's just the fact that she is friends with him. It's like ass pennies. It's just knowing.
Right.
So I think it's...
You can't just reference.
Yeah, I think we need to go for the tiebreaker.
So I have a thing, and you have a thing that you want to say of like your opinion before we just say, I swing this way.
Yeah. Okay, so my opinion of this, when it comes down to the high school marching band, is that a high school marching band is under no circumstances going to be a hive mind.
No.
That attempting, like...
They won't let us. Thanks, Obama.
Yeah. Well, you're talking about, like, potentially, like, a giant robot where you have to control each limb separately, such as a Megazord, that you would have to have, like, perfect coordination for people in order to adequately use a giant Martha Stewart.
That's what I'm saying.
Now, it's really easy, actually, to control Megazord as long as you shout what animal you think of, and then you do your one action with a background the same color as your suit.
My question, though, is how the hell is a cowboy even going to take down a giant robot?
So that falls into my thing, because I was looking at so we're attacking. It's a fight. What's the worst that each side can do? The cowboy can potentially shoot the students.
I prefer not to use the historical term shooting the students.
Fires a sniper rifle in a menacing way. Like, I don't know. I come to your side.
But we're talking about 30 plus people, okay, inside of a giant robot. So they're protected by metal. And he's got a sniper rifle. It's not an assault rifle of some kind. It's
well,
a sniper
typically does more in one round than each individual assault
rifle.
But
he's not going to take out like five
and
million.
Now I will come to your side. What's the worst you can do? What is a 200 mile an hour wind? That's a microburst. It could kill you. It could, if there's any cones or other objects in the marching band,
whoosh.
Gone.
Okay, so a question about the 200 mile an hour wind.
So you think the wind is the clincher here? I've beaten Airman. I know it's simple. It's simple enough to do.
Okay, what? How much does air wind do? Like 20 miles an hour?
What?
25?
Airman can blow wind much faster than that.
Listen, I would Google how fast can Airman blow, but I'm using the phone for the podcast.
Okay, whatever.
We're talking 200 mile an hour winds, and he's right. Nothing can stand up.
Isn't that like a Category 5 tornado?
Yes.
Don't
that's
they
a,
put those in categories?
That's an EF5 tornado.
I want to call it Category 5 because
that's
wrong.
It can blow the wind. It's not commanding the wind.
Anyway,
you still have to get its face in front of you.
So I wasn't
done
with my tiebreaker yet because I was trying to explain both the opinions that I have on both sides of this.
Go ahead.
That, so as I've already established, this is not a hive mind.
No.
So there is a possibility that they are going to be so massively uncoordinated or infighting that they could potentially just sit there.
It does not say it's a good high school marching band.
And I like to call it sin fighting.
Or that they have any idea what the fuck they're doing anyway, because they could have literally never practiced with this giant Martha Stewart.
Besides, it's like there's a bunch of high school students in there. It's like band camp. They're all just fucking each other. They're not coordinating.
Is that what people do in band camp?
I think so.
I think I went to the wrong band camp. Anyway, The cowboy, though, with his two extra arms are totally extraneous and have absolutely nothing to do with anything, because we are definitely not going to get out and fist fight a bunch of teenagers. So.
Well, why not?
Whatever. I will fight you. How about that?
Because they're inside of a giant robot.
Well, you can't just discount the four arms just because you can't fight a bunch of
scars. They're extraneous. What are they doing?
They're steadying the sniper rifle.
He can sniper rifle while he revolvers.
Yeah. No. And by the way, I do want to know.
It doesn't say anything about revolvers.
He's a cowboy. The revolvers come with the package.
Hold on. Yeah, I think with a cowboy, like, he gets a gun, like a legit gun.
So, like a six shooter.
Yes.
Yeah. He got that, and he got a hat. And the hat, let me tell you, that's almost as strong as being Snoop Dogg's friend.
Do you get a poncho?
Yes, obviously.
Okay, he's also got a poncho of
power. Oh, ponchos will shield you from the elements. Wait, not 200 mile an hour winds.
Poncho of power now?
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah, P.O.P.
Come on. Now.
Anyway.
He's adding additional weapons.
So you were talking about, we don't know whether or not he's a very good sniper. We don't know what kind of a sniper rifle he's using, because if he's using some sort of, like, old sniper rifle, then
it doesn't say period weaponry.
And it's irrelevant, because 200 mile an hour winds will absolutely divert a sniper rifle.
It does say can blow, which implies a directional wind. So if he can get you up the ass...
Anyway,
200 mile.
I maintain the forearms are entirely relevant, because if you ever played a little.
Well, okay.
Call, okay, hold on.
It's
guys,
me and Sydney now, and mostly her.
Yeah.
If you shadow
guys,
the Colossus, the robot, with the forearms.
Stop.
How are you gonna get up?
I think we need to establish a new role that you guys like cannot.
Yeah.
Argue
once we
with
once
us
we
on
get
this.
To the once we get to the background.
Yeah, because this is gonna take days.
Which is fine. The podcast has to be an hour long.
Anyway.
It'll be one round.
What I think is that it is more likely that a giant robot could take down a sniper cowboy.
Yeah, that, I think that's what's more likely, is the wind will either do serious damage or will blow the bullets.
Or that
and
this,
only one person probably hits the... And one kid is probably...
a fucking stacked deck. I'm making perfect sense and you're just making
shit
up.
Well, it is a lot of cards, so they are actually stacked.
I'm using logic and reason, you're using feelings. This is disgusting. And
my feeling is it probably
this.
Only takes one kid to press the blow button, so... So we're gonna give...
And they're gonna keep pushing it because it's funny.
It is!
Yeah, I do it.
So that's how that goes.
Yeah.
Some douchebag wearing an Ahegao hoodie under his marching band uniform.
So one point.
Discard.
Goes over here.
Yeah. And then everything else. Well, not everything
my
else.
My other card's good.
Yeah, the cards you did not use.
My hand was bullshit.
Yours was good.
It's a stacked deck.
No, all four of your hands were bullshit. All
right, so it's
I could be out there fucking
well,
right
so,
now.
Well, so he stays in.
So
do we go clockwise?
Chris, no, go do you.
So why, you don't want to fight us?
Now you gotta take
okay, hang
out.
On, let me see. I haven't even looked at my cards, honestly.
No, it's because I own the game.
Well, that's nice,
also,
but...
Also, when you go around like that...
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, it goes around like
goes
this.
Goes to the left.
Yeah.
Always to the left.
Yeah. Yeah, left of you is her.
No,
unless
left
it's
of
left
the guy
of...
who lost.
Oh, well, and actually, Jim did actually start.
Yeah,
he started. You are actually
Jim.
Completely right.
Oh. Are you sure?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Can I call you Steve?
It's held me back for a long time, but yeah, you can call me Jim.
Can I call you Steve?
I'd rather you not.
Let's see. These. I'm not feeling super great about going up against that shit that we just listened to for 10 minutes. But let's
oh
see.
Oh boy. Next up on Crossfire, more of that. What if he just makes his case because he already made his case?
All right. We'll see how this goes. I don't fucking know. Here we go. I got the same card I got when we played the other night. Pick an action movie star. I'm picking, and I probably say her name wrong, Mila Jovovich.
No, you got it.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
And she's wearing a meat bikini.
Sweet.
Now I will also see
shit.
What my random card is. You may be thinking, that's not
inside
very...
Inside a giant hamster ball.
All right. So the hamster ball is protecting her from the winds. You may think, oh, it's going to blow the ball. Okay, so it rolls around, bounces off, comes back. Now you might be thinking, why would she be wearing a meat bikini? Teenagers are very horny, so she will distract them. Maybe the wind blows the bikini off, everyone stops pressing the blow button and all the other useful robot fighting buttons, and they're jerking off or whatever, and they can't win, and she hamster ball blue balls them.
The 200 mile an hour winds are going to blow that hamster ball all the way into Kingdom Come. Oh, like, it'll be...
Kingdom Come?
Yes. Kingdom
and,
Gone.
And,
Kingdom
I mean,
Kingdom
it,
Come
it can
is
go,
my least favorite
it can go
game.
Real far, but the giant hamster ball keeper safe come back. It's like Katamari. It's like, oops, I ran into a thing. I'm going to come back.
No, it's going to blow it for miles.
Okay, then a long time ago, when the teenage F5
can blow things 20 miles away.
Okay, so if she goes 20 miles away, but she's safe inside the hamster ball, it takes 20 minutes, 20 hours, however long it takes to come back.
You get tossed around like you're stuck in a dryer.
She's got a very strong stomach. She does flips all the time. She does flips all the time.
She's going to get tossed.
But hang on. So the teenagers are like, yo, we won. We're like fucking around in the robot. She comes back and surprises them. They gave up a long time. She's 20 miles away. She's not going to come back. She comes back. That's what I posit.
If we put Mila Jovovich inside of a hamster ball and then just had 200 mile an hour winds blow her for like 20 minutes.
Not just her. She's wearing a meat bikini.
Wearing a meat bikini. That's not going to protect her.
It's not for protection.
And can she run 200 miles an hour? Because that's how fast the hamster ball is going to be moving.
Well, she waits until momentum and friction slows her down. 200
miles an hour later, she's going to get tossed around like a rag doll inside of that hamster ball and she'll be dead.
It's a very good hamster ball. And remember, maybe they were too horny to push the button all the way down for 200. Horny. They forgot to hit the button long enough to charge
Chris,
it up.
You've been a teenager. You know what that.
Don't
was.
Underestimate the horn.
I have.
Horny
been a
always
teenager.
Wins.
All right, judges time.
What is this?
Those are blank. Yeah, just leave them. Don't use the blank ones. Yes. Take out the blank. Son of a bitch.
Oh, it's like that movie you haven't seen, World's End, where the aliens are blanks.
I have no idea what that phrase
judges,
is.
Judges.
It's a movie by the guys who did Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead.
Judges.
Okay. So what's your opinion on this?
All right, we're done.
Yep, we're done.
Well,
we're done. That's it for me. I'm going to be kicked off my family tree once mom and dad find out about the party I had and don't even want to start thinking about dad.
Yeah, no, I think Chris is probably right about Mila Jovovich not being able to go against a...
Yeah, even in the later Resident Evil movies where they overpowered her. And even with Paul W.S. Anderson coming out and being like, that's my wife, teenagers, and then killing them all. he hates teenagers.
I hate teenagers, too.
Yeah. I have no opinion.
So, yeah, I think Chris wins.
Yep.
Okay. All right, me against Chris.
Oh, good. This is what you wanted.
Yeah, you want to watch a marriage end?
Right. Not particularly, really? But I'm always fearful about it.
All right, bitch, let's go.
Okay, what do you got?
I discard my other cards, right? Yeah. Here are my old cards.
All right. So what I have...
You gotta listen, Jim.
I am.
Okay.
Is...
Oh, my phone went off. It was yours.
The Pope has a voodoo doll of the opponent armed with a shotgun that shoots... shotguns. So you might be thinking to yourself, why does the Pope have a shotgun that also shoots shotguns? You see, it's because he has the power of God behind him and he understands that God really appreciates guns. And you see that a high schooler's worst enemy is fucking guns.
Also, Jim said we can't talk about that in the first round.
Yeah, I prefer not to use that historical phrase.
Okay, let me back that up.
No, like, it's relevant to the fight. I'm just making it as a callback.
Anyway, he also has a voodoo doll of the opponent, which you know is a fucking holy voodoo doll. And who is going to fight the fucking power of God and a goddamn voodoo doll? Because you're talking about that the Loa are absolutely part of the Jesus canon. All
right, my turn.
Yes.
Okay. Pope doesn't believe in voodoo, first of all. Second of all,
but voodoo
you'd have
believes
to be an
in
actual
him.
Voodoo priest or a practitioner of voodoo.
A voodooing.
In order to operate a voodoo doll.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And so therefore, a pope would not be capable of operating a voodoo doll in any way, shape, or form.
Okay, you're assuming that the pope has absolutely no idea what a Loa is.
Second
or...
of all, the pope has no magical powers of any kind. The pope is just the pope.
That's not what all the Catholic Church does.
No.
The Catholic Church is going to riot against this.
No, all the Pope does is speak for God. That's not a magical power.
And I find that magical.
I believe that the Pope has the protection of God on his side, and a miracle will happen.
Pope's never been killed.
Do not underestimate.
That's not true.
Pope's
never been killed in my lifetime. Which is my entire knowledge of the world.
It's the baseline.
It's the only part that matters.
I'm very important.
Yeah. So.
You're the main character of this game.
So what is the fights that you are doing? That's the important part.
What am I doing as the Pope?
You and then him.
I'm on a mission from God, and God is on my side. There is absolutely no way that I could possibly lose.
So what is the fight happening? So you gotta say how you're fighting.
Oh, how I'm fighting?
With what you have.
I'm going to use the voodoo doll to take out all of the fucking drum majors. There you go. All your fucking coordination, fucking gone. I am not done.
She's got one more card.
Oh, no, yeah, I still have to explain the rest of it. So he's got a shotgun that shoots other shotguns. You see, I don't know if you've ever been hit in the head with a shotgun, but it fucking hurts. So, and I don't know if you've ever met a teenager, they kind of like...
Chris hasn't.
...shrink away when they're in pain. So, at the very least...
And they say, I let you win.
At the very least, they're just going to give up and go home.
My turn?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, so your assertion that since you have God on your side, you're definitely not going to lose. May I present into the argument the Crusades. Not all missions... that are backed by God and the Pope, end in success.
Oh, so, yeah, how did those end? Because my church never wanted to talk about the ending
of those. Yeah, the church didn't want to talk about the Crusades, but let me tell you, it didn't work out so well for the Pope and all of his friends.
I mean, that's adorable.
So, no, hold on, I'm not done yet. So, we've already asserted that regardless if God is on the Pope's side and the Pope has a mission, that doesn't necessarily mean he's going to win just because he's got God on his side. Second of all, the Pope can't practice voodoo. Because that's inherently against his faith.
Actually, okay, because you're forgetting voodoo has almost entirely been absorbed into Catholicism because they absolutely
the practice, worship saints. No, the practice of voodoo is banned in the Catholic Church. Like,
I would love to see.
The Pope is not allowed to practice friggin' voodoo. Show me where the Pope can practice voodoo.
Where is the Pope law?
Well, it is only what the cards have, right?
What?
And in movies, this does, you just do a voodoo. Like, it isn't hard.
Can I
so he has the ability. Yeah, what let's finish this thought.
Second of all you're going to do is shoot shotguns at a giant robot. What the hell is that going to do to the giant robot? Clang, clang, clang.
If it shoots the robot's dick.
That's if they even manage...
Martha Stewart doesn't have a dick.
Oh, no.
If they even manage to hit the giant robot, because the 200-mile-an-hour winds can definitely blow a shotgun.
We haven't talked about how horny we think teenagers are for the Pope, and how destructive he might be.
Oh, the Pope's hot. Kids love the Pope.
Yeah,
I very popular.
I don't think the high school. I don't think the high school marching band is going to be really that into...
It's like, but, no, like, James, it's Team Pope. Pope.
Team Pope.
Team Pope.
It's a good bit. Do you guys have any other closing arguments before Jim and I discuss?
No.
Giant robot, 200-mile-an-hour winds, high school marching band or not, anything that comes up against that. The Pope is just a man. It's already been proven popes can be killed because every pope that has ever lived has died.
No, okay. Because
died but not killed.
No, popes have been killed.
Not in my lifetime.
Well, look it up. Crack open a history book.
No, we don't need to read
it. Sorry, Metal Gear Solid 2 came out, so we don't read books anymore.
No. I guess I do have a closing argument.
Okay.
That's my closing argument.
It's non-verbal. Making me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know what I didn't hear is it about anyone treasuring my friendship. So, Jim, you go first.
I treasure our friendship, James.
Thank you. You know what? Say no more.
All right. Anyway, so I am prepared to waive the voodoo doll argument because it is a condition of the card that he has the voodoo doll as an option. And as we have been shitting on the Catholic Church all weekend, the Pope could just decide
he can.
That voodoo is okay.
It's fine for me.
Breaking news from the Lord.
Capybaras are fish and also voodoo.
Voodoo's a-okay for the Pope to do and also capybaras are fish.
So which side are you going for? Or should I say something and then we both decide?
The thing is, if they are voodoo dolls of the opponent, then in that case, the operators are incapacitated.
I should be eating my sandwich instead of these goldfish.
There's nothing going on there. So, like...
Is it a voodoo doll of a high school marching band? Or is it a voodoo doll of a giant robot?
It says a voodoo doll of the opponent. And the opponent I guess it depends is the marching band.
Are we so picturing a collective representation of all of them?
He has a little voodoo diorama of the inside of the robot.
And inside of that voodoo is all a little voodoo of all the students inside. So when you pierce all of them together.
Smoke
because
style.
Chris did pause it. How are you going to hurt my giant robot made of strong Metal and wind blowing all the time the with a shotgun. I don't think it's the shotgun. I think it, if anything could do it, it would be the voodoo. So if we're saying the voodoo has an effect,
and if you have the voodoo diorama set up, you shoot the shotgun at the voodoo, the shotgun just clears them all the fuck out.
I interject one last thing here.
Actually, you can't.
Because you brought up a good point.
We established the rules. No, you can't.
I would say, regardless of what you do to the marching band, you can't make a voodoo doll of a robot, because the voodoo doll has to be something with a soul, a living being.
But robots are not living beings. As a robotics semi-pro...
Uh-huh.
Yes, he is the expert.
I am remiss to... I feel I would be remiss not to point out, robots tend to need operators. With people to operate them, the robot doesn't typically do very much.
They have robots that are semi-autonomous. Actually, fairly autonomous.
Unfortunately, your robot is not.
Yours is not.
But it doesn't say it isn't. Just this giant robot.
Oh, no.
You got me with that.
Yeah, you said that about the revolver.
Yeah. No, you guys conceded he could have the revolver.
But only one.
Okay. But some robots are semi-autonomous.
Okay, but not this one.
Why not?
Right, yes, and we're all very impressed by Martha Stewart's lane assist, but that's not going to help it win a fight. Damn, Martha Stewart pumped the brakes when that other car in front of her pumped the brakes. Cool.
I think I'm leaning towards...
As a person who was raised Catholic, I'm too scared of the Pope not to go with the Pope, still.
I think, for me, since if we are ruling that the voodoo can be made canonical and thus have any weight, which, again,
the Pope
just makes the rules, even though they were previously wrong, that I think that would be the deciding factor.
Yeah. I would think he's the Pope. He can just make voodoo canonical.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
That's it. Pope does voodoo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Pope just owned that high school marching band.
He just lost 20 believers.
They're stuck together for some reason.
Oh, sorry.
Stay out of my deck.
Oh, I thought you said dick. I can only remember to stay out of one thing at a time.
Okay, do whatever you want with the dick, I guess.
I will stay out of your dick.
Got another bad hand. Okay, let's see if this works.
I don't know why I'm so fucking hungry right now.
So I have the dude armed with dynamite.
Okay, you need a rando?
I need a rando.
Here's your rando.
Who cannot stop laughing. Which makes a lot of sense, considering. Anyway, now, I would argue that the dude has a power stronger than God on his side, as he is the dude.
What is his power that's stronger than
God? It's just his dudeness.
And I know I always make this joke, but do you know who the dude is?
Oh my God, that's right!
The Big Lebowski?
Yes.
Okay, you're good.
Sorry,
okay.
That actually wasn't me being an asshole. Question. I was like, before we get started, that's important. Go on.
I believe Jeff Bridges.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, man, it's just...
I've seen the movie. Actually, recently. Saw awesome. It last year.
It's on Netflix, yeah.
Mm.
It was when I checked last, at least.
Probably.
But I rewatched it recently. It's still a fun movie.
So anyway.
Seems like it would be a red flag for certain dudes, though, but anyway.
It is. Yeah, I think it is one of those movies where if you say, like, it's my favorite movie right next to Fight Club and Pulp Fiction, you're like, that guy's a criminal.
Oh, boy.
He's going to do a bad thing.
I'm going to eat my sandwich now.
All right, so is that the end of your...
What's he going to do?
What's
he going to do against the Pope who's got voodoo and a shotgun that does something
stupid?
Well,
he's got dynamite. If you get one good one of those off, the splash damage alone, that'll, like, dislocate the Pope's shoulder. He can't do voodoo stuff anymore. And he can't stop laughing. The Pope, well-known sympathetic laugher. If someone can't stop laughing, the Pope's gonna be inconsolable. He'll laugh and he'll say, "Why so serious?" And then he'll throw a big old dynamite.
Oh, is this at a panel?
Over at the Pope. I guess so. Why are you being so serious?
Is that it?
I had a bad hand. This is the best I got.
All right. Sydney's rebuttal.
Okay. So, my argument is that I do... That now, I do not believe that the dude has any magical powers, more as shit just happens to him the entire movie. That happens to just be very strange.
It worked out for him in the end. Sort of.
Almost.
Not that scene with the ashes.
Yeah. Or the rug. Or the missing toe. Or that the just showing up. Or...
This is the part where I admit you remember more of the movie than me.
Hey, this is a private residence, man.
That's just like your
cool opinion. Marmot.
So, oh yeah, you should, when Sydney finishes talking, you should just say, that's just like your opinion, man.
So anyway, I don't believe that he'd hurt the Pope because I don't think that the dude is inherently malicious. I think he just really wants to live and let live. And then if he really had to get into a fight with the Pope, he'd probably refuse.
The Pope's telling people how to live their life. The Pope doesn't abide. He's got a problem with that. He's got to change those ways of thinking.
So are you trying to say that the tenets of dudism do not mesh with Catholicism?
Oh, no!
Now that I could agree.
Probably doesn't. Hell no!
And vice versa.
There will be no dudist crusade, let's just say that.
That was the working title of the Big Lebowski.
But still, I have a voodoo doll.
Now, is it still in the shape of a robot filled with children?
No, it's a voodoo doll of the opponent. It is a shapeshifter.
Okay.
So,
But if stuff just happens around or near the dude, you know Walter's gonna show up and do some crazy shit.
Mm-mm.
You can't assume secondary characters.
Yeah.
He seems to make himself welcome in every single instance.
I don't know what
where
day
was
is it.
Where was Walter when the dude's rug was getting
pissed off? Oh shit, that's right, today's Shabbos.
Exactly.
It wouldn't happen.
Thank you.
I'm wrong.
So do you lose?
That just means Walter can't show up.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that just means he can't use a tertiary character.
Well, yeah, I just said
and Donnie's dead, so he can do nothing.
Yeah.
Spoilers. If you haven't seen that movie from 1864.
And I would like to point out that you're not exactly friends with Jesus, Mr. Dude. He hated that guy.
The Jesus?
The dude.
Yeah.
He hates the Jesus guy. Or the, yeah.
Yeah.
Christo.
Fucking pederast. No.
Who is?
So, are we throwing
fucking
this,
8-year-olds, dude.
Are we throwing this to the tiebreakers?
I guess
or?
So.
Is that, I mean, is it even, is the debate necessary? Or are we just kidding?
I mean, do you want to say anything? Just for funsies?
Say, no, just do, be merciful.
Nice try, dude.
Yep. I had what I had.
I had four. Yeah. She needs one card as a trophy of your skull.
Well, just be careful when you're measuring my skull.
I'm not gonna do that. So now
be careful
I
or measure my skull.
Must fight the Pope.
Yep.
Watch out, Teen Pope. He's got a gun. Teen Pope is a great bit.
Thank you, God. No. God didn't do any of that.
Thank you. Teen Pope is a really good bit on a podcast Hollywood. I enjoy called The Hollywood Handbook.
I'll play it when we're done here.
That's a really long one. It's true. It's like half an episode.
Yes.
Oh, Christ. Oops.
It is like a 13-minute bit, you're right.
These are all so fucking dumb and stupid.
Everyone's getting garbage.
Okay, hands. No, I'll see what I can do here. All right, so here's what I got to start. Got a mad scientist, and the first thing that we know about scientists is that they don't believe in God. But secondarily, shoots bees for mouth. So if the Pope is anything like Nicolas Cage, this will be super effective. And he controls all animals, including the Pope, who is does human, who is does animal. So he just controls the Pope and makes him lose. QED the end.
Hold on, can I have a second to look out to see if the Pope is allergic to bees?
It doesn't matter.
No, that would be really funny, though, because...
I think the allergic to bees is irrelevant, just because if anybody gets stung by 200 bees, most likely they're going to die.
Probably.
Wait, I think it just says shoots bees from mouth.
There's no number. So the number is, it's plural?
Infinite bees.
It's infinite plural.
Oh god, the things I could do with infinite bees. They could, like, I could send them to get flowers and they could just puke the honey directly into my mouth. Fresh from the bees.
It would be so warm.
Are you going to make sure you're doing that while saying, I'm not even hungry. This is just about a power dynamic.
I'm like the fucking the mummy character, just like shooting bees at people.
Oh, Imhotep.
Gah.
Isn't that the end of your argument?
Yeah.
No, we're just introducing the cards now.
That was really good.
Again, I would like to point out that I've got God on my side. Don't give a fuck about your science.
God, I actually didn't use any science.
Crusades.
Your science is just like what another religion, man.
Oh, what is my science?
Oh shit, we live in a society.
What is the science that I use? I use God's own creatures, the bees, and also control the animals, also the bees,
right,
and all animals.
What are you
That's the thing.
Animal for?
I'm controlling you. And I just make you lose. I make you like shake your butt at me in defeat.
Oh, really? That's how you're gonna mind control me? Make the Pope like shake his butt at you?
Well, unless the Pope just carries around a white flag.
Have mind control powers?
No, I have control all animals.
Okay.
People as animals.
So as much as I subscribe to the idea of people being animals, I'm not sure that I want to consider that card to be controlling people because that makes it a god card. And I
wait, you're gonna say God card when you've been saying, but God's on my side, so I have to
win.
That's
true. It would be considered a God card, overpowered card, except this is literally a God round.
Just like every Catholic's like, oh, my God card's the one true God card. You can't have another God card.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I reject your God card and substitute my own.
Spoken like a true pope.
Anything else or to the judges?
To the judges.
Jim?
It's tough because, like, if you can shoot a billion bees at people, then that's a big get for science. Big dash mark against God.
See, and here's what I'm thinking. If this mad scientist can control all animals...
He's Dr. Bees!
And we're gonna concede that the Pope is indeed an animal because he's a human being. He can just paralyze the Pope to where he can't operate his voodoo doll. And then that basically renders the Pope subject to getting stung to death by bees.
So he can shoot bees out of his mouth and also do like the Kylo Ren trick from the beginning of the movie when he made Poe Dameron just freeze in place.
Yep.
Yeah, I can see that.
You mean Poe Dameron or the old guy?
He froze Poe Dameron. He just fucking lopped that guy's head off.
That guy's not Poe Dameron.
No, not Poe.
No, the old man is...
Yeah, that's not Poe.
That's not Poe.
No, he froze Poe. He shot the Poe, and then
okay.
He was like, ah!
Sorry,
oh,
yeah, the way yeah, you were, it was
Poe
like...
Poe Dameron,
I was like,
I can't move!
I thought you were saying Poe Dameron died in the middle. I'm like, that's weird that he was in two full movies after that.
Nah, dude, he died. What are you talking about?
That's just his ghost. It's his Force ghost.
Unfortunately, Star Wars is that dumb. It could just be his ghost.
Yeah, I saw that. I guess it's canon that Darth Vader won't go to Tatooine because the sand gets in his gear.
Jesus
Christ. I hate sand. It gets everywhere.
All right, Jim, we giving this one to the scientists?
I'm giving this one to the scientists.
I'm with you on that one.
Yay.
Took down the Pope.
Not the bees.
Somebody had to.
Yeah.
That damn Popemobile is always in the way. Right. Now, if you got the Pope and the Popemobile card... Damn.
Sorry, I got distracted. Senpai noticed me.
One, two, three.
She's very nice.
She is very nice, yes.
One, two, three. All right, let's see what I got here.
What do you got? What do you got? It is 10 o'clock. We got about 20 more minutes.
Hell
I gotta, yeah. gotta go down and do a thing.
All right. And then you're gonna make me pose like a fish.
Well, maybe. If you're selected, ideally we would select randomly, fairly from the crowd.
Yeah, you guys did not select me last year, so.
We'll have to see, because one of the games is for JoJo Noobs, who have not seen JoJo, which you have seen a little.
So initially I thought you said JoJo nudes. And I was like...
It is not an 18 plus panel. Why do people keep asking us that?
I just wanted to know if I needed to draw something because I draw beautiful uncut dongs.
That's what you keep saying, even when not asked.
But they're beautiful.
Okay. I'm going to play Canada.
Okay.
Armed with a machine gun.
Canada is where you go to do things that God can't see.
Oh, and shoots laughing gas, too.
So is this the, representation of Canada? Like a physical manifestation of Canada or the entire population?
It is Canada itself. Canada itself. That means Canada and everything in Canada.
They just amassed a fucking StarCraft army, apparently.
Yeah, no, okay, so I guess let me rephrase this. Is this like Chuck Tingle level Canada?
Yes, all of Canada.
No, okay, so then the physical manifestation of Canada is pounding you in the ass.
Pretty much. Cool. With a machine gun and shooting laughing gas. Okay, so it is
the physical manifestation of Canada.
Unfortunately, I still have the same god card of the more animals that are in Canada.
But no, this is... all of Canada, including the mountains. Uh-huh. You can't control the mountains.
No, I can't, but I can control all the people and animals
mountains,
of Canada.
The mountains can still shoot the mad scientist with a machine gun.
With what?
They're mountains. They're
uh-huh.
animated
they have,
mountains.
Posable fingers to pull the trigger
trees.
With?
They have rocks.
So my
they
cowboy
have
wasn't allowed
rocks.
To have a I fucking would... revolver, but your mountains have arms that can
shoot guns.
Well, hold on, here's the thing. They don't have to have arms. They just can just shoot the gun.
They're not sentient.
Yeah, Canada is.
But the things
I
in
the
Canada...
Card, I got the card that is
theory.
Canada. It didn't say
yeah.
the people
it
and animals.
It, yeah, it doesn't say magical Canada.
Hold on.
Canada as it is.
Hello? Hey?
Canada as it is.
Yeah, this is Canada. Not just the people and animals inside Canada. This is Canada. So that means all of Canada.
No, it does. I'm going but the mountains can't get magic powers just because they're included.
Well, they do have magic powers because, look, they can shoot laughing gas.
Okay,
that
so they can do that.
Magical power.
Then their arm doesn't
the
mean
entire,
they know how to fire.
The entire of Canada is up and moving around. They could just squash
the mountains.
Scientist.
Are moving around
yes.
as they do
yeah.
using the tectonic plates.
That's exactly okay. what they're about to do, yes. They're just going to, all of Canada is just going to squash the mad scientist mm-hmm. and all of his dumb bees.
Although they're like in the sky. Are the mountains jumping also?
Well, bees can't kill an entire country.
Well, I mean, if they can pull a trigger, they can get stung by a bee. It's not that much dumber.
An entire.
I'm gonna have my power to control animals. I'm gonna have a bunch of animals shit
talking,
on your mountains.
We're talking
whether I win or not. You're getting shit on.
Millions of square miles of wilderness is just gonna just rise up and squash the mad scientist, and it's over. That's it.
But they can't do that. They don't. That's
not
a thing that they have the ability to do.
It does when you have the Canada card.
So it doesn't say Canada, which has magic powers to now move stationary large landscapes. They can do these things. They can shoot laughing gas, and they're armed with a machine gun.
Well, then how are you going to fight Canada?
I think his diaper.
That doesn't make any
establish
sense.
Establish what Canada powers are.
I mean, if I fight it by walking on top of it and having animal shit on your peaks.
That's still not going to hurt Canada, though.
You're going to take the status ailment embarrassed.
You can't defeat. Just can't. It's like, if it doesn't have any power to, like, move around, then it's just an intangible idea. It's a character card. So we're talking the character of Canada is an actual character. Not just otherwise, you're talking about an intangible idea of a country.
Well, in the intangible character
There's
of Canada is
Canada.
It would be polite friendliness. That is what Canada is known for.
No, I'm not talking
they
about
are polite,
their.
Polite. That does not mean they are friendly.
I mean, they would like murder you and apologize, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I would like
sorry
it.
Sorry about that. Sorry about that.
That's all I have. So it's whatever.
Okay.
Do you have any closing
Jim seems super festive.
Not, that wasn't you guys.
Okay.
Oh,
sleepy boy.
Sounded a little too into that.
It's my kink is sleepy people. Not but, asleep, because
on,
there still
on,
has to be permission.
Falling asleep is totally a kink, so.
No, I don't want them to be asleep.
No, you can't consent when you're asleep. Being tired and like sleepy. Yeah. That's a thing.
That everything is a thing. Yeah. You can't surprise me. You can say shitting cheese out of your butt into someone's mouth is a kink.
I mean, that's coprophagia.
The cheese specifically. Anyway, Jim, what was your
See, I don't know. Again, it's like the manifestation of Canada. What are we actually talking about here? What is Canada?
Yeah, I think we need to establish, like, something that we agree on about, like, Canada's... So, what I'm thinking is... Okay, so it's, like, Canada. So, it's, like, the United States are my legs, and this is Canada.
Okay, I'm following you so far.
So, like, Canada can kind of, like, pop up with its itty-bitty machine gun, and, like... And, but I don't think it can, like, get up and, like, pursue somebody.
Why not?
So you don't think Canada could just, like, rise out of the ground like fucking tidal wave from Gen 1 Transformers? Like,
gamers rise up! Canada rise up!
Gamers rise up! Just all of Canada.
So what I'm thinking is that, no, Canada can, like, pop up like that, but it can't go anywhere. I don't think Canada can
That's
go
That's true.
There.
If it crosses the border, so it's Canada, no longer Canada.
Yeah, it is
Canada
not.
Canada is just the headboard of the Craftmatic adjustable mattress that is the North American continent.
Exactly.
It's like a giant old grandma in the middle of the country.
But it can still shoot a machine gun.
Canada's up.
So we're still talking about... We're
a singular.
About, yeah. But a machine gun will kill the mad scientist.
I appreciate you being on the same page.
What if I put all the bees to take the bullets? Because I have infinite bees.
And it's also... it's.
But even still, if Canada can do that, then it can just sweep the machine gun all the way across America, and then...
Wait a minute, but it's a single machine gun, and all it does, it seems that it shoots laughing gas.
No, the Canada can also shoot laughing gas, but it doesn't
I think
qualify.
They're treated separate things.
Yeah, yeah, they're
separate. So it has a gun
black
and shoots laughing gas. I am with
card.
You on that.
Exactly.
Modify an existing black card. All right.
My bees will take the bullets.
The problem is that his mad scientist, right... The bees can't defeat Canada, and he can't stop the machine gun because it's Canada, not a creature. If it was a creature, I'd totally concede.
Yep.
Yeah, he can make you not be able to shoot the machine gun, but we're talking about the country sitting up and shooting a machine gun at a mad scientist.
Apparently.
First of all, I think laughing gas would be a bad idea against a scientist, because if the scientist laughs, then he can't control the stream of bees, and that just shoots more bees when he's laughing.
He's already, like...
He's just laughing.
Mad scientists like, really are already laughing. So it is mostly the machine gun.
He's already a mad scientist, 11. So I think he's,
okay.
like...
So we'll go down to 15.
...predisposed towards laughing anyway. Yeah. And probably just opening his mouth all the time. So... Bees. Constantly.
And what if one of those bees flies up Canada's dick?
What would be Canada's dick,
again,
like Alberta?
You guys are getting diverted by bees. All that has to happen
no,
is
no,
the mad. All that has to happen. All that has to happen is the mad scientist gets killed. That's it. So it doesn't matter if there's a billion bees. As long as the mad scientist takes a bullet from the machine gun, it's over. No matter how many bees there are.
I mean, but Canada also can't like move and get a better vantage point. Like mad scientists could just hide behind like a tree.
As long as it's
oh,
not
yeah,
a Canadian
it's like
tree.
Like fighting pinstripe at that point.
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly like that.
Yep.
So I don't know. I think a mad scientist could take down Canada if given the chance.
I've
it may have already happened. Who knows?
we
Justin
know
Trudeau,
until
you
late.
Madman.
We wouldn't know until 3 weeks later.
I was going to say, that's her verdict. What's your verdict, Jim? You can either agree or contradict.
You're saying a mad scientist can just defeat an animated
I think a, man's,
an animated
I think
a
mad scientist could absolutely conquer Canada
how?
With the right know-how.
With what? With bees? With bees?
Yeah.
How? How is he going to kill an animated country with bees? How?
What is a nation without its people? If I have my bees sting every single person to death.
The country can fire a machine gun.
Yeah, you run out of bullets. I never run out of bees.
As soon as he takes a bullet, he's dead.
So he won't take one.
Like, that doesn't make any sense. How is he going to survive?
The bees.
I mean, he could just always...
He'll just use the bees as a shield. I mean, I play video games. Once the bullet hits the bees, the bullet goes away.
That's
how
true.
Guns
you
work.
Spend
yeah,
a, you spend
that
a bullet.
Is how guns work.
I could also control all the animals to take my bullets, too. So I'd be like, sorry,
yeah.
Canadian goose.
Yeah, you could have a bunch of animals.
It's
shields.
Like a version of when the Nova Corps made that barrier in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1, but with bees.
No, that's not a good example. example because it didn't work.
Worked for a while.
Well, you know, like, it was like 5 minutes. It was hive-like. So we come to an agreement.
Suck more.
I don't know. Scientist. I was on scientist.
Yeah, I was scientist.
Okay.
All right, we have time for one more round.
Do we? Do we really?
As long as the round is like 10 minutes long.
Okay, who's playing?
Oh wait, I gotta keep these.
It's the lightning.
It's
round.
To the left, right?
It's
so
your
it's.
Turn.
Oh, it's my turn. Well, I'm sorry.
James just goes. Sydney wins. I have to pee.
Not if I pee first.
Well, that's true. If he pees first, there will be no toilet left for me to pee. Damn.
Pees acid. Damn it.
He only pees acid. It's his political statement. Then he throws acid in his face, which obscures his vision.
So, it's gonna be a cactus.
Hell yeah.
Carrying way too many grocery bags.
Oh my gosh. What would happen if the 200 mile hour winds were still here?
Killed by water.
Wait, the cactus was killed by water?
Yep.
Yep. Too much water. Checks out.
I have nothing to say about this round.
I win.
All right. Well, I so win. There's your cactus. We'll just go ahead and...
Can a man not pee in peace?
You Wait, missed, that was the quickest
what?
Super...
Hang on, he doesn't need to know what it was.
Yeah, you missed the she quickest played... super fight ever. She played cactus carrying way too many grocery bags, killed by water.
The cactus is dead.
Oh, yep.
That was the quickest super fight yep. ever, there you go. Alright.
That's it. That's Good it deal. For me. Okay. I'm gonna yeah. be kicked off Good my times. Family tree once Wild. Mom finds out about this party I had. I don't even want to start thinking about that. Good game.
Alright.
Putting them in the box.
For some reason, I thought of a Seinfeld joke while I was in there.
Wow, for some reason, Seinfeld.
No, it was really? Like Kramer was talking about like, getting his wisdom teeth pulled. He was like, no, I'm getting my wisdom teeth pulled and, tomorrow. I can't eat for 24 hours before I get the dental work done. Kramer, I think that's surgery. No, you gotta eat before surgery. You need your strength.
Are you going to ask if I've seen Seinfeld now?
No, I was just trying to think of literally anything to say so the podcast doesn't end on Seinfeld because I can't even fucking stand it. I think it's just going to be that, my declaration of contempt.
Tomorrow I'm going to drink some more dumb bitch juice and hope I get real lucky on Sunday. I don't know, but, you know.
Well, you won't have the hotel room anymore.
I won't, yeah.
I said clocked out.
Fuck
checked
it,
out. Oh, they love public nudity. In the...
You guys don't go to Anime Matsuri because that shit happens all the time.
I don't. Should he?
If you want to go to fucking Florida.
I don't.
But what if a fuck was in it for you? Oops.
I mean, I don't know.
Flights are expensive, dude.
Elbow rocket!
Elbow rocket. Engage.
Now!